You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Knox Malis from Integrity Land Title. Welcome back, Knox.
Thanks, Doug.
And I'm here with Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
And we're speaking with Cheryl Johnson from Johnson Realty. And you guys are located in, is it Town and Country?
Correct.
Town and Country, independent brokerage doing fantastic numbers, which I absolutely love to see. You're obviously an expert at real estate, so we have to pick your brain about your opinion on where the market's going.
Sure.
Are we really in a recovery?
We are in a recovery. We're in a what I like to call a careful recovery, though. I think what's happening is you're hearing a lot nationally about the seller's markets that are happening when you're getting multiple offers in, you know, a couple days. And I think those are reserved for very specific homes. These homes are quality inventory that people now feel, hey, I think I can get a good price for my house now. So what they waited during the burst to not list their house. Now they're listing their home. So that quality inventory is being snapped up and it's being priced correctly. So that buying frenzy is only reserved for quality homes that are priced correctly.
So those are the ones that are getting nabbed right away. Days on market are very low.
Correct. And your days on market, the lower your days on market, the higher your sales price is going to be.
Okay, so how does that relate when you're talking to sellers? How do you get them to understand that on what an important component that is?
Well, I think you really just look at numbers. I think the real estate industry is very based on statistics. So I always pull three numbers for everyone. The first one is I go within a quarter mile radius of their house and I say, look, and this is for densely populated areas, obviously. And you say, look, here's your actives. They haven't sold yet. Don't price it where they are. Then you looked at your pending sales and you look at the number that they sold at when they got their contract and you say, that's your sweet spot. That determines your search criteria. What are people are looking for when they're purchasing a home? The amenities, bed, bath, square footage, area. And then you look at the sales price. You say you can expect your price somewhere between this number that they are in the pendings to the final sales price. And if you're pricing it correctly, that number should be very close to each other.
Very good. And Knox, you're probably seeing this on the title side of all the transactions you guys are doing. Are you guys seeing an uplift in numbers?
We are. You know, it's kind of ironic because you never have the best of all worlds at one time, which I wish we did, of course. But, you know, we see commercial's been down the last few years. It's starting to buoy up. And a lot of that is by direct correlation to builders taking down lots again, buying up the bank-owned lots, things that are out there, the inventory that are out there, and the sprawl's going further west and kind of southwest, believe it or not. So we're seeing an uptick in where we see our purchase numbers coming from. But being such a purchase-centric company that we are, it's the refinances have dropped off exponentially, as you know, but the purchase business is buoying up. And we've kind of hit a plateau right now, which I believe is kind of a normalization of the market. I think we're going to hit
a balance.
And now I think the ebb and flow is going to take effect. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, Cheryl, but what I'm talking to a lot of our agents about is they have buyers in many cases, but there aren't enough sellers. Are you seeing that as well?
I am. And we have a lot of buyers really stuck in the mud. And I think it really comes down to, is there inventory out there? Yes, there's inventory out there. Is there quality inventory out there that's priced correctly? That's the problem that we're running into.
So the solution for that for people, I mean, do you think that people aren't pricing correctly because they're still stuck on numbers from 2007 before the crash?
I don't think that they're necessarily stuck on it, but I think what you're doing is I think you're finding people that can't, they have to sell for a certain number. And I think that's why where we come in and why we've been so successful is that we can go in and say, look, I understand that you need to get X amount, but if we take 3%, you know, virtually off of what your commission would be versus paying 6%, would that give you more room to either accept an offer that you've already had that you couldn't because you were listed with someone else that was charging you more? Or would it give you more money to go purchase a home that you really wanted but you could afford to pay more for it? So I think that really...
Okay,
you know,
that's a great topic. So when it comes to commissions, because there are a lot of consumers out there that just absolutely hate the 6% norm on commissions and sometimes 7% on certain properties. You guys aren't set on one exact deal on, you know, for everybody, are you?
No, I'm a big believer that there is no standard commission. I think you have to be competitive in your area. So if every house that has sold in your area is offering a 2.5% commission, I don't think it's a good idea for you to go in and offer 2% to the buyer's agent. I think you have to be competitive in your price and your amenities and also your commission. So as long as you're competitive in your market, you're fine. So really with our program, you take that, let's say 2.7%. That's a good number that I'd say
it's pretty typical.
85% of my clients offer that to the buyer's agent. And then you just add 1/3 of 1% on it to us. So they may only pay at closing 3.04% versus paying 6%. And, you know, if you're talking a $100,000 house, that can be roughly $3,000. But really, when you start to see the savings, is it when you really start to go up in the prices,
right,
when you start to go to the 5, 6, 7, 8, which really we've seen a slew of those houses really sell.
Yeah, those are big numbers. Those are big numbers on savings. And I see how very quickly, when you said you saved St. Louis $3 million in commissions over the last 5 or 6 years, that's a big number.
Yes.
So if you're working with a buyer, what's the number one thing that a buyer out there needs to know in trying to find a house or just in the entire process to buy a home?
Well, I think there's two things that are very important. First is that you've got to get a good lender. You have to have a good relationship with the lender, and you need to vet them. And I think the most important way to vet a lender is go to the title company that they're going to use and talk with the people who process their loans and say, does this guy close on time? Does he get your paperwork done? Do that background investigation. Your real estate agent would be a really good person to interview as well, but if you really want the lowdown of exactly how that lender performs, the title company is completely irreplaceable in that.
Well, great, great advice. And I've seen that several times where consumers don't trust because they have been burned by mortgage people.
Yes.
And you do have to do your research.
Absolutely. And it costs you money. It can cost you money in the actual transaction, and then it can also cost you money outside of the transaction when you're paying the mortgage. It is very, very important.
Well, and unfortunately, even a really good loan originator may work for a bad company.
Correct.
They may not have a good processor. They may not have good underwriting times or a good closing department. And they may not be a purchase-focused company that can perform on time.
Yeah, I'm really seeing a lot of major companies, a lot of big banks. What's happening is that you have a personal relationship with someone who's your lender, and then they farm everything out to Virginia or Detroit or someone else, and those companies are very incompetent, and you're dealing with a pool of people who don't care about your loan commitment deadline. They don't care about hitting your appraisals, and it ends up costing you because you, the consumer, are the only one with skin in the game. You are the only one with who are legally obligated and have that earnest money hanging out there. They don't care. You're just a number. So I think it's really important to investigate with the title company prior to on a lender.
That's great advice. I actually had a call this week, and you know, I don't look for these calls, but it's always gratifying when I get them. And it was an apology from somebody who I talked to about 4 months ago that talked to me about buying. And instead of going with us, he actually chose an online lender. And he called me literally to apologize because it didn't close on time. It was just a complete
shocking
nightmare. Oh, yeah. It was totally shocking. And you know, they may...
It's scandalous.
That's where what somebody thinks is the best deal is not the best deal.
No, right. No. And you really have to understand that. Like you just have to vet. And then second is really the repairs that need to be done. So you really need to go through that inspection, and you need to really not get emotionally tied to that house. It is a piece
just
of property.
Ask that. I mean, because we do. We tend to get emotionally connected to that, and the willingness to walk away. I'm sure you try to help your clients with that.
Very much so. And I really think that you need to go through the inspection process, and you need to approach it as a business transaction, right, and say, okay, these are the items that are wrong with the home. Either the seller has to fix them or not. I'm not going to buy, or offer me a credit so that I can actually fix them. And you really do have to actually fix it, not just pocket the money. Because you're going to see that when you sell the house, or you're going to see it as a problem throughout the life of your residency at that home. And I think it's very important to be very realistic about those inspection items, because having a house with a foundation leaking makes it a not fun house to own.
Absolutely. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Cheryl Johnson from Johnson Realty. So, Cheryl, over the next 5 years, where do you see the market going?
Up.
Up?
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Why do you predict that?
I just think I think consumer confidence is up. I mean, could something happen? Yes, but I think that the Fed is going to cooperate with us and keep rates low. I think that we're going to see quality inventory coming out. People are kind of a little stir crazy from staying in their houses for too long during you know, during the bubble burst. Mm-hmm. So I see nothing but positives coming from this area, and especially in St. Louis. We really are not a town that gets crazy about anything. We're very conservative. You know, we're really just even-keeled people, and I just think that we are going to go on a steady climb up. I don't think we're going to spike. I just think we're just going to go steadily up, a couple percent every year.
Very good. I like that prediction. Those are good numbers, and I'm with you on that. I think that you know, I'm right in line. I think the demographics behind this recovery are strong enough that it's going to continue to carry us into a recovery, even if rates go up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cheryl, I really appreciate you coming in today. Great information. You're obviously a pro at what you do. Somebody's going to be very well represented if they use you to sell their house or to buy a new one. I'm going to make sure all your contact information is on our website for the show at DougHaldeman.com. Look for Cheryl Johnson from Johnson Realty, and thanks again for coming in.
Thank you, and don't forget to check us out on the web at JohnsonRealty.com.
JohnsonRealty.com, and then also visit Pole Position in Crestwood.
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
Yes.
Get our whole brood out there racing. We get a special.
Let me know when you come on, and we'll see if we can't beat you.
Yeah, good luck racing my 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'd let him win.
All right, coming up, we have Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions and Andy Seitz from JH Exteriors giving us all the details that we need to make sure that our home is prepared going into winter. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.